Good morning. Good morning. Happy blessings. Okay, today we have a request to finish up 3 and 4, and I've added one, number 5. Polarities as vibrations. Our subtitle. Okay, let's take a breath and rest in the truth of our own being, recognizing that there is but one reality, and that infinite reality is being. It is the being that you are. Realize you are not separate from the nature of oneness, and recognize only life is in fullness and completeness. No matter the appearance, all is consciousness in vibration, in manifestation. Life is. Being is. Love is. And all is perfect. See clearly. There is only essence, only freedom. Let us listen from the heart. There is one presence, one infinite, unborn, formless presence. It is the you that is you. You are the wholeness, and you are the completeness that is. So take a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Be still. So, how did everyone do with the last week's audio talk? I hope you did follow some suggestions to work on that. So, working on that concept of the principles of the polarities and the vibrations and how they work, this one pole, and our work or our seeking is to be balanced in that pole of a polarity. So I hope you had time to again do those suggestions and come into a little deeper understanding of actually what's going on. Okay. So those polarities. That can show us how the vibrations of our beliefs in the thoughts can send out waves of energy, vibrations, and magnetize back to us what we have cast out, what we have sent out. Whether we are ignorant of that or not is not an issue. It is a functioning principle of life. Okay. You know what they say? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. That law functions whether we know it or not. So, kind of looking at the thought vibrations as a fishing pole that we cast out into the universe. And since like attracts like, we reel back in, or what comes back to us is what we have cast out. That's the simplicity of how that principle functions. So today we have those other two requests to finish up. And I've added one more. So we have a number five for today as well. So number three was how to make decisions for changing things in your life, or the courage to go ahead with something you felt unsure about. And number five was how to pray for this or self-inquire. And number five is, I would like to know more about vibrations. For instance, when my husband is lost in negative thoughts, can I send love from my heart? Is that a vibration? Okay, so those are where we're headed today. So we start with number three, which was how to make that decision for changing things in your life, or the courage to go ahead with something you're not sure about. Okay. Well, there's different levels of understanding. So we can't, at one level of understanding, we can just plow ahead and do like damn the torpedoes and full steam ahead. I'm going to do this no matter what. Okay, that is one way that we might do that. And that is when, more or less, when mind is in authority and kind of running the show. On another level of deeper understanding, we have awakened to the reality of loving and trusting in the heart of our being, or in the life that is. Okay. And as we rest there in the heart of understanding, of clear seeing, we are witnesses to the changes. Okay. Everything except your own being is in constant stages of change. So you have the mind level where you are wanting to make decisions, and decisions are always based on, will I be comfortable or uncomfortable? We're trying to get into a more comfortable feeling. So mind is always trying to base the decisions to acquire that. Okay. So there's nothing in the mind's cosmos that is not in the process of coming and going. Okay. Something is coming into expression, and something will be going from expression. So, life at the level of expressions is always in motion. It is in a state of vibration, and it is always changing. So, with that question, I'd have to kind of guess that what's being asked is, how do I make decisions to change the things in life I don't like to the things in life I do like or would like to have in my experience? Right? So with that, we can already see the mind is at play, seeking to have something to be more comfortable or to become happier with. Okay. So the first thing we can understand here with this question in our mind, if those questions are going on, and I'm trying to make a decision, recognize and take a step back. Okay. Because mind is that place for the ideas of duality. Okay. And certainly, having or not having is one of them. Is as well as do I get and preferably get it easily, or how do I get rid of something and preferably how can I do that easily? This is mind at play. Recognize this. It is mind at play. This is not you thinking. Take that back. This decision making, this how do I make a difficult decision or how can I make the best decision? Recognize this is not you thinking. It is mind's play. And when we are unconscious to our own being, we let mind be in charge. Okay. And usually, when mind is at play, that vibration is usually a negative one. Again, how do I make decisions for changing things in my life? And the courage to go ahead if it's difficult. So first, we have to define who or what is wanting to make changes. This would be one of your very first practices to engage when you are allowing mind to play push me, pull me. Okay. Who is wanting to make changes? We want to find the one and see who is wanting to see the uncertainty. And this practice is so that we can see very clearly. Who is it? And when you make this challenge, what do you find? If right now everyone is looking for the one that is uncertain and wants to make changes in their life, what do we find? We find mind with a desire, a wanting to have things be different than they are. Just as with the lack and the abundance, it is the same story, but with different wording. I want to have but I want to not have. That is on the same pole of polarity, wanting to have and wanting to get rid of. It is the same pole, just different degrees of vibration. And the other question would have to be, whose life is it that I want things to change in? Whose life? Here is the challenge, to find the one who has a life that they can change. This practice, it's like a little prayer to the heart. It's like a little inquiry to the part, whose life is it that I want to change? It's an inquiry to the heart of your being. And especially when you have given the day over to the mind, to take that breath and pull back. And take a breath now and review the question you need. Review the question that you need to in order to challenge these thoughts. So the breath has the appearance of flowing in, and then an appearance of flowing out. It is constant. One breath appearing as the illusion of numerous separate breaths. So now the question is, who or what wants to make decisions? And who wants to find the courage to go ahead if unsure? That is the question, not how do I find the courage and how do I make changes in life? Who is this I? So the question in its first position causes confusion, causes conflict in the mind, or allows the mind to be in conflict, allows the mind to throw out ideas of confusion because of its vibration. I want to make changes. How do I make changes? Low vibration, low vibration. The presumption that there is a separate identity that is able to make changes in infinite life. Turn it around. Who wants to make these changes? Listen, a sincere looking. Who wants to find the courage? Does infinite life need to find courage? You take a breath and just call to mind again the challenge. Who wants to make changes? And whose life is it? Life is flowing freely and easily, and life is in its states of vibration. No help required. It knows what it is. We are life itself. So in reality, it is the vibration we hold in thoughts and actions that is the catalyst for what comes and goes in our experiences and in our manifested expressions. Life is flowing freely. Life is vibration. And we can look at ourselves as a magnetic pole. Okay. And when we hold confusing thoughts or judgmental thoughts or anger thoughts, that is the vibration we cast out. And from this vibration comes that feeling of suffering. That's a clue. Hey, I'm in the wrong boat right now. Okay. I need to let go of these oars and just drift and let life be life without any interference from this mind. You know this, you have felt this. It needs to be understood. It needs to be taken into the heart and recognized, and then live the reality of these polarities in how vibrations work. Okay. So it is far better to grow your trust in the truth of who you are than to spend time arguing or playing with mind as to what to have and what to get rid of. You can almost feel the difference in the energy vibration between those two choices. You can feel it. Tingling. It is far better to grow your trust in the truth of who you are than to spend time arguing or playing with mind. It is in the trusting that universal love is known and expressed in and through our individuality. We are not creatures of insufficiency. We are the completeness of life and being. And again, it is better to look at the appearance and ask, what am I to learn from this? rather than how can I change it or get rid of it. That appearance is there due to your vibrations, and it has come to give you a lesson. So the question is, what am I to learn from this? Is far greater than trying to figure out how to change it or get rid of it. And as you learn from what you have drawn to you through the vibrations, it then has an opportunity to pass on. Once you've learned the lesson, once you've passed everything in second grade, you don't have to stay in second grade. You move on. It moves, the lessons move on, and you move on. Learn from what is being presented so that it may pass of its own accord. You don't have to bother about trying to get rid of it. Just ask, what am I to learn from it? Why has it come? What is it wanting to teach me? So once we have learned from we are no longer in that place of ignorance, because ignorance does have a low vibration. So the lesson is learned. We've dissipated some ignorance. We're a little bit lighter. And every day is the best day ever. So again, when you come into the clarity of this, we are living then in a higher vibration. Okay. And it is then that energy in that vibration that draws the experience to us. Okay. So it is better to look within and practice that rather than to look outward, hoping and praying for something to change. Again, just feel the energy between those two choices. Practice the turning within, seeing and looking from the heart in the vibration of love and in the vibration of oneness. Or turning outward and looking out there and hope for some kind of change to happen. So when we think we have done something to make changes in our life, okay, that doesn't matter. That's mind playing. When we believe that we as a separate person have done something to make a change in a life that I perceive to be my own, doesn't matter if those thoughts are there. We've never at a personal separated level have not achieved. So we are not making changes in our life. Whether we know it or not, we are but witnessing the changes that are taking place due to our vibrational energies. We have never done anything to create changes in life. Life is love, and it is ever flowing. And the flowing of life is not concerned with our likes or our dislikes. Not concerned. Nope. Not part of its field of vibration. Not concerned. So if we have learned a lesson in this flow of life, it can continue to flow. Okay, the gate has opened, the waters are flowing. But if we keep that gate closed and we stay in mind, that lesson or something similar will return until we surrender to our true identity and rest in the nature of love. That's what the lessons are all about. So number four was how to pray for this or self-inquire. Now I'm thinking that how to pray for this means how do I pray to understand how to make changes? Okay. And or self-inquire. Now I'm not sure what the self-inquire part is about. If it's to be prayed for as well, I'm not catching that one. But if you want to do some self-inquiry, we can do that at another time. That's a whole process unto itself, self-inquiry. Okay. Okay. So actually, we're not meant to pray for anything. If I am the complete, not if, since I am the wholeness and the completeness of life, what is it I need to pray for? We're not meant to pray to get or to get rid of. We're not meant to make changes or do changes, no matter how worthy those changes might seem. It is meant for us to be in understanding, I am. So I can't pray to get that I am. I already am that I am. I can't pray to make changes that I change from being a person to being spirit. Because I'm already spirit. So we're actually not meant to pray to get things or change things. But we are meant to give our thanksgiving for the opportunity presented by the appearances that I might see clearly. And the more we do that, the clearer the seeing becomes. Even if you, if this toe gets stubbed or, a plate gets busted, or a great 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 grandmother's crystal vase is dropped on the stone and shattered. That is an opportunity. Everything that you think you want to get or to change or get rid of is an opportunity to look. An opportunity to see more clearly, if you will not allow mind to run the show. So we are meant to give thanksgiving for the opportunities to see clearly. It is about balance on the rods of pol on the rod of polarities. I still have this image of this rod with the sticky notes, one at each end, and the gold ring in the middle sliding back and forth. But balance, where is your balance between the extremes? Love and hate are not separate, just like any other polarity. It is a balancing. Just like good and evil, it is a balancing. Oh, I want to be good, I want to be good. No, deep down, we really don't. We want to play. Okay. So it's a balancing. That we go not to one extreme or the other, wanting to be so good that we do things insincerely to appear as good. Okay. And we don't want to be bad, we don't want to be bad. But who even knows what is good and what is bad, other than our own concepts, opinions, beliefs, and ideas? They're the ones that describe these polarities. So it is the balancing to be still in the center of being, moving not one way or the other. Because good and evil are concepts and opinions. So the balancing is to turn within and be still and look out from the heart. That is the highest vibration, is to be in the heart, and the vibration of love just emanates out of that silence. That's why we meditate, to find our way into that silence and to maintain it and to cultivate it. And to be devoted to it. So the balancing again is to see that the desires and the wants are not of our nature. No desire is of our being's nature. All desires is based on this polarity and wanting one end of that rod over the other. And then try to figure out how to get it. Okay. So all desire is of mind. It is not of the heart. It is not of being. And we work to recognize that is vibration of everything, and that our thoughts and our actions actually radiate outward, so to speak, like ripples in a pond. It's like this smooth, the heart, the smooth mirror-like pond, calm, serene, beautiful. And we come up with this thought. And we drop it into this pond of peace, And it sets up these ripples that go out and go out and go out and go out. But those ripples are going to return to us, bringing like-mindedness with them. Meaning, if I have dropped into this pond of serenity, this stone of, I wish my neighbor would just be a better person. I just cannot handle his negativity. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. So we drop that stone into this serenity. Out goes the ripples. Guess what we get back? Neighbors being negative, or a clerk in the store, or a driver on the road. Something negative comes our way. Okay. So the vibrations that we send out through thoughts and actions, principle of polarities, it's going to come back. But truly, opposites do not attract. They like love doesn't attract hate, good doesn't attract evil. Like attracts like. I send out negativity of anger and judgments, I get back like-minded. Like-minded. But fortunately for us, we know when that red flag is a waving and we can take that breath. Okay. Come back into the heart. And once again, there is a smoothness and a quietness and a calmness. And that is the vibration that is now going. So if we are sincere about making changes, then let us pay attention to who we are and why we are, rather than continuing to give our being over to the old beliefs and conditioning. Once we see that polarities are not separate, that they are the like energy on a varying degree, and we see the polarities as vibrations, I think we will be quite quick to learn to stay balanced in the center, in the heart, to continuously return to that place of stillness that is our being. And we are leaning not to one end or the other. We are not looking to one spectrum of the polarity or the other. We are not leaning towards getting, nor are we leaning towards getting rid of. We are still in the center of our being and witness whatever life flows through our attention. So we get to number five. I'd like to know more about vibrations. For instance, when my husband is lost in negative thoughts, can I send love from my heart? Is that a vibration? Take a breath, take a step up, because we have to go to our higher understanding for this one. Okay. I mean, it's something we think that we do or can do, and sending love, sending, hopefully sending good vibrations that we can do that. But remember, we are not separated persons. Love is not a commodity that I have that I can give some to you. And love is life itself. It is ever present. It is a vibration of the finest and highest vibrations. But it is not something that I own, that I can give. It is what I am. Okay. So we are not separated persons. So truly, love is not able to be sent from one person to another, like sending a postcard. Okay. The loving vibration is the clear seeing that there is no other to send love to. What is being called other is the very presence of love itself. Whether known or not is immaterial. That is the reality of it. Okay. We are the emanation of the vibration by how we recognize that we are love, not something I can give, not something I can send to you. I am to recognize that you are love itself. Again, whether it's known or not is immaterial. The truth is, you are love itself. So we are naturally the emanation of the vibration of love. That is our nature. And by not seeing others in judgment of appearances, but by seeing beyond it to the love that is already there. It is in our knowing all is love, and it is by our recognition of that. That the vibration is finer, so to say. This is why we turn from judgments of any nature about any appearance. We turn to our inner being and see clearly all is love right now. Silently, sacredly, we recognize. All is love right now. So, by turning away in mind from the appearance and into the heart. Okay? That's what we need to do. We just need to step to the inner, to the flow that already is. Okay? And when you can see that there is no husband, no wife, no child, no anything to send love to or not send love to, then you are seeing from the heart. And that heart is your balance. That heart is your center. That heart is your being. That heart is the vibration of love. That stillness, that quietness flows out. Okay. All right. Okay, so we're at the place. Comments or questions?
So is the ego.
I'm sorry, love, what was the question?
So it's the ego mind that stops the flow.
No, the flow cannot stop. Life cannot stop. If we're in that separateness, that finite mind, we have the belief, or the feeling that the flow might have stopped, but it hasn't. And it only takes us taking a breath and turning back within to recognize I've never left this flowing life. I've never left it.
Does the ego get to a point where it surrenders and merges with the flow, is willing to do that?
There is no entity or persona of an ego. The ego is a concept, an idea that you are holding as a belief. But the ego has no reality or truth. So the belief of the ego is you holding a belief about being a separate person. See? But that's only a belief. So the ego is no more than an imaginated friend or foe, and it has no truth to it. How's that for getting rid of the ego?
All along, is what you just said. When my husband, I thought he was having negative thoughts. I had this big ego that was going to give him love to change him. And a tinge of it came to me, and I discovered a different husband. It was me all along, projecting.
Yeah. Beautiful. That's beautiful. I mean that's a beautiful understanding from the heart. Yeah.
But I had this big ego that will bestow love on everybody that I had to give.
Oh yeah, all those poor people that don't have love, I've got to give it to them. Yeah.
What
Yeah.
is slave? What is slavery? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, love. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, yes, love.
I want to live in the truth so much more. I'm going to meditate much more because otherwise the mind just takes over. And with those vibrations, learning about that, I can, instead of being negative about things, which I've learned is creating all this rebound, ripples coming back. Yeah, it's all to do with practicing, isn't it? It's all to do with that. Otherwise, I'm just giving out and getting that back, all that activity. Yeah. That's very, yeah. If only I'd known that before. Yeah, that's that's incredible. It's like, incredible lesson to learn that. Incredible gift, wealth of wisdom and knowledge to it's going to save me a huge amount of time thinking and worrying and trying to make changes when all I have to do is to be still and be in the heart of presence, that sacredness. Of course. Yeah. So thank you. Yeah, that was.
Do remember that you are not the thinker and you are not the doer. What you're do all that you're doing is listening to mind have a mind conversation, and it sets up a belief that you are thinking and you are doing, but truly you're not. You are still remaining the witness to this play of the mind. You are not a thinker and you are not a doer. So write that down in the notebook. I'm not a thinker and I'm
I am taking all
not
the notes. I'm taking, but
a
you're not a thinker, and I'm not a doer. Okay,
Right.
yeah.
I don't know why
Thank
my video turned itself off. I can't get it to turn it back. Oh well. I don't know what it's up to.
mine kept
That's
doing that. I
yeah,
think it's
it
the internet. Sometimes when the internet's not so good, it
is. Yeah.
that.
But yes, that is something also to be practiced when mind is at play and you're playing with it and you believe that you're the thinker and you believe that you need to come up with something to do. Remember, no, I'm just the witness to mind having a conversation with mind. That's what's going on. You are witnessing mind at play. It is not your nature to be a thinker or a doer, right?
Thank you. Yeah, God, that's wow. I want to just meditate all the time. I just want to be in that
No,
still.
please. Please do not give over to that thought of mind that I need
Of
to meditate
course.
all the time. No, because
No.
you can do mindful meditations while you are washing dishes and mopping floors and changing beds and cleaning windows and preparing a meal. You can maintain and practice mindful meditation, which is staying in the moment. You do not have to sit in what would be called a formal meditation to be in meditation, as you call it meditation. It's called mindfulness to Stay in the moment. Keep
It
your
doesn't,
attention. Yeah.
it doesn't feel very sacred
In the
staying
moment.
when you're washing up. But
Why? That's minded play.
yeah.
Whatever life is flowing as is sacred. And if that's washing dishes, digging ditches, or cleaning out poop,
I knew that was
everything
coming.
is just flowing in life. Do not give it to mind.
Yeah, do not give it to mind. Yeah.
Stay in the heart. Because it will go back to those polarities. This is a good thing to be doing. This is a shit thing to be doing. It will go there if you let it.
I see, of course. Yeah. It's so easy to get caught out. It's like, yeah,
That's
of
why
course.
you give devotion to practicing, to being in the heart.
It's funny because a few times when I've cooked being in this mindful way, it's come out fabulous, the cooking. Unbelievably delicious. Really? Yeah,
Very
so
good.
okay. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, love.
I once was talking to my husband about this. Same thing, I want to meditate all the time. And he told me, I'm meditating when I'm talking to you. Now.
If you are in your heart, if you're coming from the heart and not the mind, yes. It's a peaceful meditation. It's interesting that you can be silent and witnessing talking at the same time. But yes, it is. Yes.
I just wanted to say, when I go for a walk and I see the sheep in the fields, I try and connect with them. Well, what I mean is that I realize I'm not separate from them, and they never run away now. It's quite incredible. They just like look at me and let me walk right by, whereas before they'd run a few feet or find that wonderful.
Okay, good. Beautiful. Okay, anybody else? Comments or questions today? Okay, so how do you feel about these principles of the universe? There are more principles. Are there outside this one of them on polarities? So, all right. Okay. Well, if there's no more,
There
and
is one more. Is the principles a bit like karma, you know? That belief in karma.
there's
Is
a
that?
that that's a whole nother that's a whole nother philosophy. It'd take us a while to
Oh,
get.
it's a different philosophy. Okay, all right. I wasn't sure.
But it's the same thing. It's a vibrational thing.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I guess we're finished for today. And that's beautiful. And I thank you very much for being with me today. So let's have a prayer. Let us pray. Most beloved, thank you, thank you, thank you. The love is already my being. Clear seeing is already my being. The heart of life is already my being. And peace is love's vibration. I thank you that it is so. Amen and namaste.